Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8 says this, "He who plants and he who waters are one." So staying with the farming analogy, Paul says that he and Apollos were not in competition with one another, but rather they were unified in purpose and in what was to be accomplished. They each wanted to see the growth of the crop, of the field, which is why they were faithful in their task. They were one. The watering was not more important than the planting, and vice versa. Neither were they only concerned with their particular ministry. Each had an interest in the other's faithfulness to the ministry because they wanted to see God's glory enjoyed by all. Now, in this context, Paul only speaks of two types of ministries: his planting the church, and then Apollos coming along to deliver water and to nourish the church. Both were necessary and essential because they were servants of God. And I think this can be applied across the board to every prayed-up, God-born ministry within a church. God does not want to waste his resources. From our perspective, some ministries may be more in the spotlight, out in front of the lights, but that doesn't mean that those people who work in the shadows are inferior or that their ministry is less important. If God calls you to it, it is important. So if you're a nursery worker, or if you're the person who sets up the chairs, if you're a teacher of a Sunday school class, or you work in the Wednesday night ministry, your role is not less than. Your role is very important to the oneness, to the overall purpose and ministry of the church. So when a person is saved through the ministry of the church, or when a family becomes members of a church, each ministry played a part in that. When you pray today, please remember Raina Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Haya LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.